And we're live. We will call to order our July 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Welcome to everybody that's with us today in Yankton. We are coming from the NFAA Eastern Yankton Archery Center. And for those of you that are joining us online, welcome as well. One of the first things that I always do as the chair, which is required, is for me to read the conflict of interest disclosure. So I'll go ahead and do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, or a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, and you may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they have a conflict of interest from any of the issues that will come up on today's agenda? Seeing none, very good. At this time, we will do the approval of our previous meeting minutes. Those have been available not only to the commission, but also to the public through our Game Fish and Parks website. Any questions or concerns from the commission regarding last month's minutes? Seeing none, we do need to approve those. We need a motion and a second. Motion made by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes in between commission meetings, commissioners will travel and work on behalf of the commission and the department and the people of South Dakota. And they do get reimbursed for their time. We have a couple of commissioner days. Travis Teal, you attended the Elk Stakeholder Group meeting on June 27th. Commissioner Beese has a Custer State Park Management meeting and the Elk Stakeholder meeting as well. And then Bruce Cole, you also, Commissioner Cole, did you also have one salary day?
South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation.
Very good. Thank you for that. And as a commission, we do have to approve those. So if we have no questions, we need a motion to approve and a second.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Locken and seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those commissioner days are approved. We will now move to informational items. We have staff introductions and I understand some awards to give. Very good. Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling, thank you for the opportunity to introduce the one new staff member we have this month. Hopefully John is going to join us. John Scalar began his service with Game Fish and Parks on May 9th as the new conservation foreman for the Oahe Downstream Park properties north of Pier and Fort Pier. John is from Chico, California, where he served as a construction project manager for the Chico Unified School District since 1997. He is well-versed in utility systems, staff management, computer and IT services, and team building. John has built his home north of Fort Pier and very much enjoys the South Dakota people and their passions for the outdoors. John is an avid hunter himself and loves hunting upland birds with his two black labs. Probably a good reason he left California. And we just want to welcome John to the team. So, John, if you're on and want to wave, that'd be great. Thank you.
Very good. Now we'll hear from Tom, Director Cushman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. From the Division of Wildlife, we have three staff we'd like to introduce today, and then have the distinct honor and pleasure of presenting an award as well that we're going to talk about. But first, three new staff. The first staff member I'd like to introduce is Gary English from the Rapid City area. And I believe Gary was going to be able to join us today. Gary is recently come on to our agency as the shooting range manager. So at the Pete Lean shooting range, key position there with the duties and responsibilities for Gary will be the range operations, firearms education, coordinating volunteers, and supervising some of those staff that are out there as well. Just a key position, we believe, moving forward with the operation of the range itself. Gary is a lifelong Rapid City resident and is one of those adamant folks that loves the outdoors and doing all kinds of outdoor activities. Before coming to Game Fish and Parks, he was actually employed at the Rapid City Regional Airport, where he led wildlife hazard management programs, which is a very important task at an airport. Gary also loves, as I mentioned, hunting, shooting, fishing, and photography. Very active in a lot of organizations, for example, president of the Greater Dakota Chapter of Safari Club International. So we're excited to have Gary on board and going to be serving again as the shooting range manager out at our facility that we are completing the construction right now with opening this coming fall. So, Gary, welcome to Team GF&P. Next person I'd like to introduce is Hillary Morey. Hillary is not exactly a stranger to us, but it was actually a longtime employee of Game Fish and Parks as a fisheries biologist, and then had recently worked for the federal entity as a regional biologist for the Western Area Power Administration, WAPA, doing some environmental review. But Hillary, her background, she has a bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and a master's degree from South Dakota State University, again, specializing in some of that fisheries background. From some of her backgrounds, biological science technician for Fish and Wildlife Service, fisheries biologist for us. She also did environmental review, senior biologist position for us for several years as well before going to WAPA. Hillary has just recently come back to us to take on the position as our R3 coordinator, or our outdoor recreation engagement specialist. She has a high interest and desire in getting more people into the outdoors and is going to be an incredible asset to our agency with her background, experiences, her technical abilities and skills to work in that R3 position. So we're really excited to have Hillary back in with the agency, and I hope you will join me in welcoming Hillary back to Team GF&P as well. The third employee I'd like to introduce is up at the Mulbridge office, and our new employee up there is Jacob Knutson. He is a conservation technician and, at the Fort Pierre District office. My apologies for that. Comes to us from Middle River, Minnesota, and interesting enough, no different than when we've introduced some other staff in the past. He has some intern experience with our agency. He was a WDM intern up in Region 4, up in that northeast part of the state. Certainly has a keen interest and knowledge of our agency, and also worked up at the Ducks Unlimited Great Plains office as well. He went to school at UND in Grand Forks and obtained a bachelor's in wildlife and fishery sciences as well. So has a high interest in wildlife fisheries. We're excited to have him on as our part of our habitat crew and a conservation technician at the Fort Pierre office in central South Dakota. So please join me in welcoming Jacob Knutson as well to Team GF&P. So, Madam Chair, those are the three new staff members from the Division of Wildlife. And if you're okay, I'll go on to the next award that we wanted to talk about and present. And I am going to pass this around just so you can see it, and then I'm going to introduce some staff. Thanks, Chris. So at the recent Midwest Association Fish and Wildlife Agency Directors meeting, every year state wildlife agencies have the opportunity to submit award nominations, and one that we submitted and we're extremely excited that it was accepted and approved was for the Excellence in Conservation Award And the nomination that was submitted goes out to all of our hatchery system and our hatchery staff here in South Dakota and the work that they're doing in hatchery improvements and moving into the future with the RAS or RAS systems that we're currently working on. Each and every one of our hatcheries, as you saw when our tour at the last commission meeting up at Blue Dog, the conversations we've had out at Cleghorn and McNenny are all engaged and involved using the RAS systems in those efforts to make our fish production even better and more efficient than what we are today, knowing the desires of our anglers all across the state for fishing opportunities. We're excited in the direction that we're moving, and because of that, the nomination was submitted for the work that our hatchery staff are doing and moving us in that direction. And pleased to announce that they did receive the Excellence in Conservation Award. So, Madam Chair, if you don't mind, we would like to take the opportunity to just quick name off the staff at each of our three fish hatchery locations. And we'll try to do it fairly quickly, but want to make sure that we acknowledge each and every one of them. So the first hatchery, the staff that I would like to introduce would be at McNenny Hatchery. And again, right now we technically don't have a hatchery supervisor there or a hatchery manager, although we do, and it's Mike Barnes, who also serves as the program administrator. But the other staff located at McNenny Hatchery are Jill Voorhees, Nathan Huseman, and Eric Krebs. And I think they are joining here today as well. Very good. Congratulations to the three of you and being part of that hatchery team doing phenomenal work for fish production across South Dakota. The next group of staff I'd like to introduce from Cleghorn Hatchery. The manager there is Brian Fletcher. And the other staff that we have there right now are Jackson Burtis, Cody Treft, and Brent Holland. Again, outstanding workers dedicated to fish production and all the work that they do there at Cleghorn. And then last, the crew at Blue Dog Hatchery with our manager up there being Aaron Andrews. Again, you folks met most of these staff when we did the tour. Other staff up there are Matt Ward, Brody Kirkaby, Nathan Poole, and Chad Havla. And again, another dedicated group of staff members doing phenomenal work and key and instrumental in fish production for all of our anglers across the state of South Dakota. So commissioners and folks on the call here today, if you would, please join me in giving them a big congratulations for receiving the Excellence in Conservation Award. Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing us to share that award and presenting and sharing any folks involved with that.
Good. Thank you, Director Kirschman, and welcome aboard to the new GFMP team members, and welcome back to Hillary. And again, from the Commission, congratulations to all of the award recipients on this year's Excellence in Conservation Award. That's excellent to hear.